Today's share in the Deir Shum Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Ches Omud Aleph. We're the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday Simin Shin Ayin Aleph, and we're in the middle of the Daf with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael ben Chotzer, if a Jewish person lives in a Chotzer, in this specific Chotzer Zu, Shaholach Lishbos B'Chotzer Acheretz, but for this particular Shabbos he decides to go and move to a different Chotzer. And ve'ein dato lachzor b'Shabbos. And his original intention was that he doesn't plan on returning on Shabbos. We had a whole discussion about this yesterday, where the first opinion, the Mechaber, told us, if a person is meseach libo ve'ein dato lachzor, if a person intends not to come back to this house on Shabbos, even if he's going only a relatively short distance away, he doesn't ruin this chotzer for everybody else. They can make an erev chatzeros without him. His presence as an owner of an apartment that's not being dwelled in by him or his family doesn't ruin it for everybody else. And here we're talking about as well, where he originally is planning on leaving, but va'achar kach nimlach b'Shabbos b'chozer. Here we have a new factor. On Shabbos he changes his mind and he comes back. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about if a person was planning on going away, if he's going to his daughter's house, then there's no chance he'll come back. We said if he's going to his daughter-in-law's house or a different person's house, there's a chance that he may come back. But there we even said as well, if he definitely stated, I'm not planning on coming back. So even if this is going to his daughter-in-law's house or somebody else's house, where there's a chance he could get into a fight with him and have to come back. But he specifically stated he wasn't planning on coming back, even in that scenario. But then he did, something came up and he changed his mind. The Mechaber tells us, Eino Oser, since he truly had a Hesech Hadas and wasn't planning on coming back, even if circumstances change and he does come back, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else in that Chotzer. And despite the fact that he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, they can still carry from their houses to the Chotzer and back on that Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah tells us in Siv Karton Ches, the Kivan de Be'eish Shaholach, since at the time that he left Erev Shabbos, Lohio Daito Lachzor B'Shabbos, he absolutely did not intend to return on Shabbos. And if it was to his daughter-in-law or to somebody else, he specifically even stated so, I'm not planning on coming back. So therefore, Imkain, in that setting, Kvar Hisiach Diroso Milev, his, so to say, apartment is forgotten from his heart. He will not be there that Shabbos, and neither are any of his family members going to be there that Shabbos, as we pointed out yesterday. V'havalei Shabbos Shehutra, and therefore, that's an unoccupied apartment. We paskin over here like Rabbi Shimon, we said yesterday, that if nobody's living in the dwelling over there, it doesn't ruin it for anybody else. And therefore, in this situation, at the start of Shabbos, the other participants in the Erev Chatzeros, all the other dwellers in that Chatzer, are allowed to carry. So at the beginning of Shabbos, v'havalei Shabbos Shehutra, v'shuv lo se'oser, and it won't be ruined any other point later in that Shabbos, even if he comes back. Now that's for a Yid. Avol Gabi Akum, but as we learned yesterday, in regards to a non-Jewish person, since they're allowed to travel on Shabbos, they could easily come back. Kaimalon Dimbo B'Shabbos Oser. If the non-Jewish person were to come back, then he would ruin it for the other participants unless they were Kone, the Yiskru Mimenu Mekomu, as we spoke about yesterday. Because Delo Shayach Gabi Akum Lomar Shekvar Hisiach Daito. Because in regards to a Nachri, a non-Jewish person, he can come back anytime he wants. He doesn't have any restrictions on travel on Shabbos. And therefore, Shazam Eino Ela B'Yisrael. The only time we say that if he does come back, it doesn't ruin it, that's by a Yid, because he wasn't expected to come back. But since a non-Jewish person can easily come back, therefore, he would ruin it for everybody if he does come back. Now, the Chofetz Chaim points out in Oz Vav in the Shaar HaTzion that this is the opinion of the Beis Meir, the Chamed Moshe, the Tosefet Shabbos, and the Korban Nisano. But the Taz disagrees. The Taz is Mekel in regards to an Akum, as long as the Akum was Mesiach Daito. He said, I'm not coming back. The issue footnote number 15 brings out from the Korban Nisano, who pushes aside the makel opinion of the Taz over here, and he says, Shadavku Yisroel Shomer Shein Daito Lachzer Eino Oser. If the Yid says, I specifically am not planning on coming back, like I've been mentioning so far, then he doesn't ruin it because Mishum She'eino Meshaka, because we take him in his word. And there's also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonason, She Yisroel Eino Oser, Mishum She Yisroel Lo Yidabru Chozov, because Jewish people would never go and tell something that wasn't true over here. As opposed to a Nachri, Pihem Diber Shav, he's less certain that what the Nachri is going to say over here is going to be absolutely correct. The Jewish person, if he says, I'm not going to come back here on Shabbos, will absolutely not come back on Shabbos. And then if there are extenuating circumstances and he has to come back, he doesn't ruin it for them. As opposed to the Nachri, his word is different. He may travel back on Shabbos. However, the Shevet HaLevi disagrees. The Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, Rav Ozna, says that nowadays, when we see that the non-Jewish people say, I'm going on a vacation someplace, and they leave their house and they go to Florida, they go someplace for a vacation, they don't just come back. So therefore, he says, in this situation, You see that the goyim go away for a weekend and they leave their town and they come back on Sunday night, let's say. They ain't dieten lachzor klal, and they absolutely have no intention of coming back on Shabbos. And therefore, even by them, it's a kviyus gemura. They're set in that they are going away and not coming back, and ein ze shayach lemashe pim dibur shav. And therefore, we don't any longer consider their words not to be true, and therefore, Rav Ozan Zatzal says that nowadays, if they say they're going away, and then if extenuating circumstances come back, and they come back, we can in fact be makel over here to say that they don't ruin it for everybody else making the Erev Chatzeros. The Chofetz Chaim continues in the Shaar Tzion Ozvav, and he says, Mihu, im onu yodin bi'atzmenu, sha'akum isiach daito milachzor b'shabes lebeso. Exactly like Rav Ozan says over here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if we know for certain the guy was planning not to come back on Shabbos, he had plane tickets, he's down south someplace, and then suddenly something happens and he has to come back. So yesh makom lomar do'azdino ki Yisrael v'aminon kivon shehutar. And then in that situation we can say that he has the same status as a Yid who says he's siach da'as and he's going away. He can be assumed not to be part of the Dira. So just like Rav Ozan said, I think the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim, will be saying the exact same thing, that we can take the makel approach. However, he brings down that the Tosefta Shabbos disagrees. He says, Lo chilku chazal b'zeh. He says the rabbis didn't make any such distinction. Because Berov Pamim ain't on Yechol Nesmochla, because in the vast majority of times, you can't rely upon them. And therefore, he says, Nira, the king yesh lodu lamaisa, Chofetz Chaim pasens lamaisa, not like the leading opinion that he just brought down over here, like the Taz, like Rav Ozner had suggested, and like the Chofetz Chaim himself has suggested over here. And he points out that even by a Yisrael, by a Yid, there are many posts that say that even if a Yid said he was going away, was Mesiach Das, and then extenuating circumstances came up and he had to come back, even the Yid would be Oser. The Vilna Gaon paskens like that. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, that one has to take the more machmir opinion by a non-Jewish person, whereas by a Jewish person, one can take the more makel opinion. And if you continue in the Mishnah Berurah here, in the middle of Siv Katan Ches, that's what he says. Shemakum sheshoves bechnisa Shabbos shulo yom menucha mistaima dai to oshelo lakar. That the Yid, when he sets himself up to say, I'm going away for Shabbos, so he's going away for Shabbos. We don't change our minds. Very few times does a person change his plans, either on Shabbos or right before Shabbos. We know what our plans are for Shabbos. Mistama daito oshelo lakar, and he's not going to change those plans. Umash bo achakach, and then there were some extenuating circumstances that made him have to come back on Shabbos. Ruach acheres haisalo, something happened over here. He had a change of opinion over here that was totally unexpected. As opposed to Masha Ein King Gabe Akum Kishabah. But a non-Jewish person, since he has no restrictions on Shabbos, they change their plans all the time. Hochiach Sof Wa Tchilaso. By definition, the fact that he came back showed you that he wasn't absolutely leaving. And therefore we can conclude and say that he probably already had in mind to come back even during the Ben HaShemoshos period of time when the Erev Chatzeros din goes into effect. And the Nochri in that situation is considered like he's part of the Chatzir, and unless you were Konim Makomo, so then he would ruin it for everybody there. And even if the non-Jewish person would say, no, I definitely was Mesiach Taito, Lomi Piv Onu Choyim, the Chofetz Chaim concludes and says, we can't rely upon that since they have the ability to easily come back, since they don't have restrictions on Shabbos. Their word over here is different than if a Yid says, I'm not coming back on Shabbos. Here's your footnote number 40 brings down, this would be true. Afilum holach lemokum harum ruchak yoser mi mahalach yom, even if he takes a plane trip someplace. So we're going to learn in Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Shekivan Shabbat b'Shabbos, since by definition, if he returns on Shabbos, it's retroactively clear that when he left already, he was on his way back on Friday afternoon. And at the start of Shabbos, we can almost guarantee that he was already within distance since he, by definition, made it back on Shabbos. And since he's planning on coming back on Shabbos, so he is going to ruin it for all the people unless they were Konim Makomo. And he adds, that's why we can't really say over here, well, at the start of Shabbos it was good, because in retrospect it was at the start of Shabbos it really wasn't good. During the Ben HaShemoshos already, it's already clear that he would ruin it for them, or he was on his way back, so to say, and therefore he ruins it for them. The issue footnote number 13 has an interesting discussion. What about, Rachman al-Lassan, if a new patient comes into a hospital? We had a little bit of a discussion this the other day, but here he continues and he says, Cholin ha-magiyin lebeis cholin b'Shabbos. You have new patients coming into the hospital on Shabbos. So the Sefer Chochmas HaLeib brings down, she'enan osrim. They don't ruin it for anybody else, because at the start of Shabbos, Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. Once it's already good, so then it doesn't get ruined. And this is even according to the Vilna Gaon, she is Srol Shebobi Shabbos Oseh. If a Yid were to come back on Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon, as we point out from the Shaar HaTzion, says it's no good. So the Chazon Ish explains that the reasoning why the Vilna Gaon says it's no good in that situation, Mishum Dechol Dira Miyuedes Tila Diyur, because every room was set for that person. That was his room. And that's only shayach im yesh ladira balim, if the person owns something there, or sha'omi lios lo balim, or he's renting it or waiting to go there on Shabbos. Sha'oz hadira miyuedes mitzad ha'balus shebol ladirim. And therefore, if he comes back on Shabbos, that's coming back to his apartment. But you can't say the same thing with a sick person. Avol l'cholim ein shem zechus u'balus b'mokom. A person doesn't have a right to a bed. He points out that sometimes there are no beds available. Sometimes the hospital will be so busy that they'll have to send them to another hospital. Sometimes the physicians will say, we're not going to admit this person, he'll stay in the emergency room. And in this way, the Vilna Gaon even would say that these sick patients that come into the hospital on Shabbos don't ruin it for the Erev Chatzeros. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Echod min hashuk, if a person who doesn't live in this neighborhood right now, that's what it means, Echod min hashuk, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tes, Mayri bishalo erev al habayis sheyesh lo b'chotzer. As we'll see, this person has an apartment outside this chotzer, and he also has an apartment inside this chotzer, and we're talking about a person that Mestama did not make an erev with the people in the chotzer because he thought he would be in the shuk, in his other courtyard. But the same thing would apply, the Mishnah says, Hu adin im hayadar b'chatzer v'lo erev. The same thing would apply even if he lived in his apartment, but he didn't participate in the erev chatzeros. So why did the Mechaber tell us over here, Echo min hashuk? Ela dinokat Echo min hashuk. The reason why he gave the case over here of a guy who has in a house elsewhere in the shuk, the stam of the milsekeno, because that's probably the most likely reason why he's not living in his apartment in this chatzer, is because he has an apartment someplace else. The keshu dar b'shuk, when he's living in the shuk, in the other chatzer, someplace away, not in that chatzer that we're discussing for the Erev Chatzeros, so Eino Ma'ariv Elabayi Sheyesh Lo B'Chatzer. So he doesn't intend to and doesn't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros for that Chatzer. So again, the Mechaber says, Echo ben Ashuk, if a man has an apartment elsewhere, Shoyel Lo Bayis B'Chatzer, but he does have an apartment in the Chatzer as well. Umeis, and Nebuch, then this person dies, V'hiniach Rishuso Li Echo Mimei Chatzer. He leaves this apartment, now that he's dead, it goes in Yerusha automatically to his son, let's say. And his son happens to live in the Chatzer also. The father lived in one house, the son lived two houses away. They both lived in the same chotzer. The father was planning to be away that Shabbos, and then he Nebuch passes away on Shabbos, and the apartment that he owns in the chotzer, which didn't need to participate in the Erev Chatzeros because he wasn't going to be there, is now suddenly belonging to the son, who does live in the chotzer, and now there's an apartment with the owner in the chotzer that didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. So what is the din? So the Mechaber tells us, so im meis mi ba'od yom, if the father Nebuch passed away before Shabbos started, so then ein hazoche oser. Then this gentleman who inherited it, the son who inherited the apartment, since he inherited it before Shabbos, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Even though that apartment didn't have an Erev Chatzeros, since he participated in the Erev Chatzeros, the son participated in his own apartment for the Erev Chatzeros, and he owns the other apartment before Shabbos started, i.e. before the Erev Chatzeros went into effect, Sheha Erev Shema Ariv Abeso Matir Gam Mashi Yorash. So the Erev Chatzeros participation that he had for his own apartment will also work for the apartment that he now inherited sometime before Shabbos. Shabbos started. However, via mace, if the father Nebuch passed away, Mishachashecha, after Shabbos started, so now that apartment did not need an Erev Chatzeros at the start of Shabbos, but now in the middle of Shabbos, when it now belongs to the son, it needs to be, since the son is there, participating in the Erev Chatzeros, and of course you can't participate in an Erev Chatzeros on Shabbos, Oser. He then would ruin it for everybody else, because now he owns an apartment, and his Erev Chatzeros can't work on that new apartment that he just yarshined. So, Af al pi she'erev hazoch imam, even though the son did participate in the Erev Chatzeros using his own apartment, in a moel, that won't work or help. L'mashi yorash achakach b'Shabbos. It can't work to also include the apartment that he now inherited on Shabbos. Now, I hope that was clear. It's a tough concept, but we'll see inside now in the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we can reiterate some of the things that I just said. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud says, Ein hazocha oser. In the case where he inherited it before Shabbos, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Bein shenichnas la dobor olo. This is true, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, whether he goes to live in the father's apartment that now is his apartment, because the father passed away on before Shabbos, or whether he doesn't go to live there, it doesn't make any difference, because Sivkot Yud Aleph, his Erev works both for his own apartment, the son's own apartment, as well as for the apartment he now inherited from his father. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu im Erev al Beso kodim shemes risho. Even if he made the Erev Chatzeros, let's say 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, and Nebuchadnezzar's father passed away at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, it still will work, because she'ikar kinyasa Erev ben hashmashos. Because even though he made the Erev at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the real effectuation of the Erev Chatzeros takes place at the very start of Shabbos. And that was already after the father Nebuchadnezzar passed away. At that moment in time, he owned the house, he inherited the house, and therefore his Erev Chatzeros takes effect not only on the son's own apartment, but also on the apartment that he inherited from his father. Sivkot Yud Beis. But if Nebuch, the father, passed away on Shabbos, after the Erev Chatzeros took effect, obviously, Oser. So Mishnah Berurah explains this, if Katan Yud Beis, Afilu im lo bohayorish lo do biosa bayis, even if he never steps foot in there on Shabbos afternoon. Mikol makom mikre dira bibalim, since he now owns it, the inheritance takes effect even on Shabbos, so he now has an apartment in that neighborhood, in that chatzer, and he's the owner and didn't participate with that apartment in the Erev Chatzeros. Kivin shudar biosa chatzer, since he lives in that chatzer, it's as if he has access to that apartment, and therefore he would ruin it for everybody else. And this would be true, the Mishnah Berurah says, as if Kohen Yud Gimel, Afal Bisha Erev, even if he made an Erev for his own house, Al Beso, Sheyesh Lo B'Chatzuzu. He did participate in the Erev Chatzeros for his own apartment, so the son participated for his own apartment, but did not participate for the apartment of his father, because Nebuchadnezzar's father died after Shabbos, after the Erev Chatzeros took effect. So in this situation, Sivkot Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't help at all. Kivan de Be'ez Ben Hashmashos, because at the time of the start of the Erev Chatzeros, which is Ben Hashmashos, Shu Oz Man Kinyas Erev, that's when the Erev Chatzeros takes effect. Lo Hayah HaBayis Shalo, the son over here in our situation did not yet inherit his father Nebuch, who passes away later on, that apartment, and therefore Ein Chala Erev HaBayis Zeh. Therefore, the Erev Chatzeros can only work on the son's apartment. It can't work on the father's apartment that he inherited that Shabbos, and since the son is in the Chatzer, he will ruin it for everybody else with the Erev Chatzeros. With that, we conclude today's shir.